Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, hello, hello. We are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Jay Tree and Reverend Adam. This is Reverend Adam. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to be taking callers, as usual, on today's show with a single question per caller, one-part questions only, please. Now, we try and be equal to everyone that calls in, and we try and get to everyone that calls in, so please keep your questions short, sweet, and simple. I'm going to pass it over to Jay. Hello, Jay. Welcome back.
Hey, good night, everybody. How is everyone tonight? It's good to be back. As you know, we had done a repeat last week because we were celebrating Imbolc, and I am one of the lucky few that is born on Imbolc. And when you have a pentacle in your hand, and you've got a life to live, and you're born on a special day, especially a very good day of the year, being Imbolc, it brings a lot of meaning into your life, and it helps you go with the flow and do a lot with your own expertise and developing and knowing what it is that you're capable of. So tonight I'd like to talk a little bit about, we have a super snow moon that's tonight, and what the super snow moon is that it is the moon that will illuminate the sky and will also do many great and positive things, because tomorrow morning at 2:33 a.m., we have the full moon as well. So they go hand in hand with each other, and because they are the same moon, this snow moon is an amazing thing because it has all these extra properties. And it's the first full moon of the month of February. The snow moon happens when the snow is deepest, because it was also the most difficult time of year for gathering food. It is also known as the hunger moon. The Farmer's Almanac includes nicknames for the full moon depending on the month they occurred. Now, we live in Georgia, and lo and behold, earlier this morning, it started to snow, which is a rarity here in Georgia. So with that being said, too, we had to wait a little bit before we could do some things around the house and outdoors and everything because of the sliding and this, that, and thing. However, it's gone now. So just like the snow moon, when it illuminates the sky, it will turn into the full moon. And it's actually, this moon is an amazing moon for you to be able to go out and cleanse your all your stones, your crystals, your amulets, your totems, your charms, your pendants. Anything that you have that you use for your craft, you want to take it outside and put it outside someplace where the moonbeams will actually go on it and wash away all the negativity. And everything that you have in your arsenal can go outside in the full moon, because these moonbeams are a cleansing mechanism that we should all take advantage of. Now, another thing that you can do if you are active in your craft, or if you want to cleanse yourself and others, you can make moon water charged with the super moon beams. Now, that's another thing, too, that happens with cleansings of yourself. You can use it as a dab here and there. You can use it to douse your hair with. You can do many different things with it. You can touch somebody's forehead. You can caress their face with it. So now, I had mentioned Imbolc earlier when we started. And when I mentioned Imbolc, I really didn't go into what Imbolc is. So what Imbolc is when Mother Earth comes back to life and the water, the ice starts to melt and the water starts to flow again. We also celebrate halfway from the dark of the winter solstice, which was December 21st, and halfway toward the light in the spring equinox, which this year is March 20th, I believe.
Yep.
So these are all things, especially with the light in the spring. We know that the days get longer. It's getting warmer. Now, I don't know where you live, but here in Georgia, we have tulips that are up already. We have crocuses that are up.
Yep.
We've got some daffodils that are starting to bring up their leaves. We've got the mock cherries that were out. You were mentioning those the other night, actually,
yeah,
when we were
mock
going
cherry.
Out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how beautiful they were, remember?
I love the flowers on those. You know, we're featuring a super snow moon tomorrow as well. We're over on Eastern Standard Time here in Acworth, Georgia. And we want to explain to everyone that this is a wonderful moon. This is when the moon is closest to the Earth in its orbit. And this is a time where it's all about cleansing but rejuvenating the heart.
That is correct, yes. Thank you for bringing that back to our attention with that, because that's a very vital part of, and it was funny how I left that part out. It was almost like you were meant to bring it in, remember?
Yep.
So now with the full moon too, there's a lot of people that have trouble sleeping. Now, I don't know about you, but when the moon is fully charged and it's that close to the Earth, I cannot sleep to just keep my eyes closed,
mm-hmm.
because I want to be outside playing in it. I want to be outside enjoying it. I want to just, because it just brights up so much. Now, there's other times too where people, especially me, are unable to actually get a good night's rest. What I've done is I have done a packet, which is for people that have either problem sleeping or people that have insomnia or people that just cannot get their eyes to close, stay closed, or to be able to sleep at least 6 full hours a night.
Yes.
Now, I put this packet together with precious stones and also crystals to help me first to see if it worked. And it was an amazing thing because I sleep very well now. I toss and turn still, but I wake up rested and refreshed because I'm not waking up every 2 hours, getting up for an hour, going back to bed. And, you know, I mean, it makes a big significant difference in how your whole day is put in front of you. If you wake up and you're just all groggy and everything, and it takes you 4 hours just to wake your eyes up to be able to work, whatever you need to do. I mean, nobody has that time. So we have to find some way to go ahead and help ourselves sleep at night. And that's what I had done, was I had made a packet. And it's an amazing thing, too, because it's always readily available. I just have an email. You can send me a message on WiccanTreeOfLife.com, or you can look on Facebook at WiccanTreeOfLife.com, and you'll find my page. Go ahead and shoot me a message. Let me know if you need it. I'll be glad to do it for you. Another thing that I do is protection bundle. If you want to keep negativity and out of your room, and you can't do it with just crossing the salt across the threshold, and you need something additional, contact me for a protection bundle, because these things really work. They're made of rosemary, and they also have a very nice satin ribbon to them. And basically what you do with these is I cast the spell into them to go ahead and to absorb all the negativity through your front door, your back door, whatever door you put it on, and it brings it in, it gets caught up in that ribbon, and then it settles in the base of it.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful, and it clears it out, and only the positive is allowed through.
And I know that protection bundles, well, actually, it's a full hand protection bundle. That's exactly what it is, because it is that full hand. It is the 5 sprigs that go ahead and they are all wrapped together to go ahead and capture it. Now, a lot of people, too, right now, they're in the mood of love because Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that we'd be able to discuss about what to look for, because a lot of people don't see what they're able to see is the best way to describe it. Reverend Adam, you can relate to this because you see
a lot
of people they see the facade,
they don't see behind that. We get so lost in the facade of what we're supposed to expect or what we're going to expect. And honestly, people love coming in many shapes, sizes, and forms, and there's many different emotional connections with love. And love is not always on a romantic level as well. Sometimes there's love on different levels. So we have to keep an open mind going forward. We have to know that the universe is guiding us. We have to know that whatever it is we need in our lives is going to be provided, even if it's not there now. Okay? We're also in a Leo moon this time. And this Leo moon is building to full strength, filling us with optimism. This is a series of consequences and anxieties and a whole bunch of energy flying everywhere. We're also in retrograde, and the retrograde could be malicious, but this moon is helping to balance out some of that retrograde energy right now. It's also about that right now. So we're going to do a quote today, and I want to quote that we want to smile more, and we want to worry less, and we want to have the knowledge that all wasted days are ones without laughter or joy, that we've got to progress forward. Hope is always out there. As long as you have a breath in your body and you have a step in your walk, you know, there is hope, there is joy, there is happiness to be found. Every day is a new day, full of possibility. And it is how we choose in this moment, how we walk in this moment, that really matters. Every day, live in the moment. Live with what you are doing at that given moment. Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow is always a day away.
And remember, too, we have the stages that we would do. Moon, it's starting early. So we can expect all excitement, all that emphasis, all that oomph to get things rolling, because we had Imbolc, we've got a Leo moon. I mean, we've got a great combination right now.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is going to help out everybody.
Yes, and it definitely will. You know, so keep the magic alive within the hope.
Now, there's also a lot of people don't have energy. A lot of people are sitting there and like, I'm so tired all the time, and I just can't do what I need to do. And there's energy healings that I'm capable of doing to help people out. There's also sickness healings. I have helped somebody that had a kidney stone. I healed Reverend Adam from having 3 weeks worth of pain and agony out of a tooth extracted, and I helped him heal less than a week.
Yep. Yeah, and it was a lot faster than I normally go through, and I heal slowly because of my abilities and the empathic and spiritual absorption, which we'll get into at another time. Also, don't forget, everyone, we can do all this work, and this work can be wonderful for you. But if you have a blockage, if you have a curse, a hex, a jinx, or
if you're possessed.
A spiritual possession, then that kind of work needs to come after an exorcism or a demonic removal or having your blockages removed, because you could do road opener, you could do protections, you could do all sorts of stuff all day long to heal, and it'll have some effect, but it will be hindered by any kind of spiritual blockage or any kind of possession you might have. Remember, there are many different signs of possession. Sometimes sleep paralysis can be one of them. Seeing shadow people can be another. Feeling uncomfortable in your own home when you're alone is definitely a sign of spiritual attack. There's many different types of spiritual attacks out there. There's many different symptoms, and we can't cover them all on the show today. But this is just a few. J-Tree, do we have anything else to cover?
Just two other things. If you deal with negativity, especially at work or anything that is a bad situation all the time at home, if you want peace and tranquility, get yourself an amethyst crystal and an obsidian stone.
Yes.
Those
protection.
Two will definitely help you repel negativity, and those are both water cleanings,
mm-hmm.
meaning that you can clean those at any time to go ahead and have them running underneath cold water. Pat them dry with a white cloth. Put them back where you need to have them, and they will absorb all that bullshit.
Yeah.
And the last thing of all things is today and every day, have gratitude and thankfulness for everything that you acquire and do. Even if it's something incredibly small, be thankful. Give gratitude.
Right.
God and Goddess love to hear that. Connect right. with them.
See, even the smallest of things has value. The things that we overlook, the things that we usually would take for granted, the things that we undervalue, those are the things or the people that have the most value. And this is one of the things that we try and teach. All right, now we're going to go ahead and start taking callers with a single question per caller on today's show. We also want to make the announcement beforehand that we do apologize. We had to do a rerun of one of our previous shows last week in order to host a ritual we needed to do to help the change of seasons and to help Mother Earth bring in that change of seasons from the cold into the spring and from the darkness back into the light. But we understand there was confusion with that, and some people believed it was a call-in show. It was just a rerun. Today is a call-in show, and it is currently the 8th of February in 2020. Our first call today is going to be brought on air by the area code 562. First three digits are 481. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Okay, hi. This is Yvonne from California. My question is, do you see me receiving my SSI benefits?
That's a wonderful question. Now, this is what, your second go-around?
Yes.
Okay. In this case, I believe one or two things are going to happen, okay? You're going to get them, but it's going to be lower than what it should be, and you're going to have to fight it that way, okay? Or you're going to get denied one more time, and then you're going to have to get a lawyer.
Okay.
Because by the time you go for your third go-around, there's a lawyer that's going to be needed or involved. Most lawyers for that kind of case that handle that stuff, they go pro bono, and they don't get paid unless you get paid. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a spiritual counselor. So, you know, this is what I know of. And now, psychically, I can see you getting it, but I do see a little bit of a fight either way.
Okay, do you see how long it's going to be?
You know, honey, we all worry about timing, especially when it comes to financial stuff. I'm feeling like it's going to be a while longer. It might be another few months here.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Now, everyone, we're going to go ahead. I went ahead and answered that second and third question, but what I'm going to tell you is we're only doing one question per caller on this show. That is going to be keeping it fair for all of our callers. All right. Our next caller today is area code 860. First three digits are 836. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Amla from Connecticut. And
yes,
my question is, how you doing?
Good.
Thank you. Yeah, I thank you for the show. It's interesting, your tips, both of you. Getting right to my question is, I'm going to a conference. It's actually Leap Day, the February 29th. And I'm just wondering if you see me meeting somebody, actually a relationship partner, but if you see me also with the networking and meeting my tribe people. That's my question.
Okay. That's a wonderful question. You know, this is a time where tribes are coming together. This is the time where people that are on that same vibration are starting to come together a lot faster.
Isn't that the truth lately?
Oh,
my
yeah.
goodness. Ever since the solstice,
mm-hmm.
everything came back together again. We've met so many people just in our tribe. She's
oh,
got
yeah.
the same thing ahead of her.
Oh, yeah, she does. And it's all coming into fruition, honey. So I think go in with as much positive light as you can. Try
yes.
not to go inward. Try not to go inward with yourself is what I mean. You've got to
okay.
be externalized on this. I know that you're an empath. I know that you're reclusive like the rest of us. But this is
yes.
the time for to come out and shine. This is a time for you to come in with confidence.
Okay. Okay. So you see me meeting my tribe for sure. Like the like-minded
people.
Well,
you just asked?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
What'd you say?
Hold on one moment. Hold on. I'm hearing something. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm back. So it's only one question per caller, but you did ask that question. So we gave you the answer, hun. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
We just stated that the tribe is coming together. Go into it with confidence.
Okay. That sounds good to me. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller today is area code 520. First three digits are 234. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Lisa calling you. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. How you doing? I'm doing good. What can we do you for today?
Well, income. How do you see my income in the next couple of months, please? Do you see it increasing?
I can see it increasing and it being more abundant than what you have right now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I always do when I am asking for a financial gain, make sure that when you do it, you're specifically specific, meaning that you're not saying, oh, I just need some extra money or I need money. Because you'll find a nickel on the floor and the universe will say, here's your money. Now, if there's a specific amount that you're looking for, what I would suggest is taking it, putting intention to it, and stating that I claim and the amount of money, take it, write it down on a piece of brown paper, fold it towards you, and place it someplace so that way tonight's moon and tomorrow night's moonbeams can get on top of it. I would do that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If you want financial gain, then that would be one of the ways that you could help do it, but make sure you do it with purest intention, and you are also completely knowing the amount that you want to have and be focused when you're doing it.
Oh, yeah. And it's not a specific amount, but a job that pays a certain amount. Put down the job title and put down the amount that you want to be paid in salary or per hour. And you could do the same trick with that as you could with the amount you might want.
Okay. All right.
But it is all, that's wonderful news because it is all coming together. Remember, there is more than enough abundance out there. We all come from a sense that there is a lack or that we all have to fight to get above everybody else, but we don't. There's more than enough out there for everyone. There is more than enough out there to take for ourselves and to have someone else have. You know, we always come from a place that there's never enough. There's not enough of this. There's not enough of that because it's the brainwashing that this society does to us. But yes, there is beautiful blessing coming your way. It's not going to take very long at all. And let's go into that trusting, knowing that it's going to provide because the universe, Lisa, has always provided for you
and will continue to provide for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have
a
great night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Next caller today is area code 330. First digits are 212. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
I'm calling from Ohio. So my question
okay,
is
what
about
can we do
love?
For you?
I'm currently single, so I'm seeking a single, committed man. Who's financially responsible.
So a man that's committed to being single?
No, one that's not already taken.
Oh, so you want a man who is single that will be committed to a relationship with you.
Yes, correct.
Okay, I'm just pulling on your chain right now.
So let me pull a bit. So do you want a straight man or do you want a gay man?
Oh. Talk about
no, a man who
See,
wants to
what,
marry
yeah,
a woman
I,
like me.
Right. I'm pulling your chain, but that's what we mean about being specific and having focus and knowing exactly what we want with intent.
Right.
Because if you're too big, babe, you're not going to get your
It's going to come to you. And it's going to come in a way that matches your vibrational frequency right now. Okay? So, have you worked on the stuff within yourself that you need to work on to raise that vibration? Have you done your inner healing? Have you worked with your inner child to get there? Because everything that you are on right now is what's going to come to you. And if we have fear of being mistreated by a future manifestation because of previous manifestations in our lives that were disappointing or abusive, then the future or current vibrational match will not be on a positive level. They'll be on that same cycle level as before. Fear is a very good manifester. I mean, that fear will manifest faster than anything else in the world. Why? Because it comes from a darker place, but it does not ever provide the positive. It does not ever provide something that lasts, because fear comes from the void. Fear comes from that negative space. Okay? So when we get into manifestation, we want to be specific about what we want. We want to have that confidence that it is happening. We want to have that confidence that we're making it happen too. Because there's an old saying, you can ask God for something, but you have to have God meet you halfway, and you've got to meet God halfway. God's not going to do it all for us. I see you out there, I see you working, I see you trying to make yourself on a higher vibration, and I see you doing good at that. But what we're saying to you is that we just need you to work on that manifestation a little bit more with how specific you're being, okay? So when we go into this right now, I want you to write down on a sheet of paper. You can have it in your head, but until you write it down, you're not going to visualize it. Okay, write down on a sheet of paper exactly what you want this man to be, how you want him to be, what you want him to have. Do you want him to be stable? Do you want him to be generous? Do you want him to be independent like you? Okay, do you want him to have golden hair or brown hair, blue eyes or hazel eyes? You know, what do you want this man to be? And never settle for less than what you want.
And if an easy way to raise your vibration,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're writing down what you want, is either to hum or to sing or to. Because
yes.
that raises your vibration. And it's a simple, easy, quick fix to do. Do it
yes,
anytime
it
that you want to. Do it when you're in your car. Put in your favorite music. Listen to your favorite music. If it taps your foot, then that's going to be how you can raise your vibration.
And you're in such a wonderful state right now because we're in such a beautiful time for manifestation in this year right now. And this year is going to be a wonderful year of success in your romance for you. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. But let's let go of the pain of the past. Let's let go of that fear of being alone. Let's let go of that fear of not having enough time. And I'm not saying you specifically have that, but I'm saying that a lot of people come from that place. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Is he here?
Where
is he?
Okay. Be specific, and that's what we're going to tell you tonight, is to be specific.
Be specific, because this year is a wonderful year for you. This is a year where you are successful in love. That means they are coming. Okay?
Raise your vibration. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye. All right. Hopefully she takes the word to heart there and manifests. She has such great potential, in her life. So give us one moment. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with you. All right, and we are back. Also, please don't forget to check out our new website over at merlinstaff.com for all of your private readings, as well as if you need to get in contact with us for block rubles, curse rubles, demonic possessions. We take care of all of that over at merlinstaff.com. Also, J-Tree services are available through Wiccan Tree of Life. That's W-I-C-C-A, treeoflife.com.
No, you forgot the N. It's Wiccan, not Wicca.
W-I-C-C-A-N.
Right, treeoflife.com.
treeoflife.com.
That's how you can reach me for energy healing. You can reach me for the helpful sleep at night packet,
yes.
The protection, the full hand protection wand, bundles rather. I mean, anything that you could possibly need. If you need something to be done to help you find love this time of year,
mm-hmm.
find your dream job, anything like that, I'm always here to help.
Wonderful. Thank you, J-Tree. Well, our next caller today, usually we don't like to take on all the 1111 numbers, but we're going to try you out today. The next caller today is 111111. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Okay, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Brooklyn. I have a question because I'm moving later by summer, hopefully. And right now I'm just focusing on myself for the next 6 to 9 months, just totally me. So my question is this. I'm intuitive myself. I keep seeing a nice gentleman. Actually, I see two gentlemen coming around. One I know is he's from New Jersey. The other one I'm picking up, I think he may be from California. Just wanted to see what your take is on that.
Give me one moment, please. Yes, the California confirmation came through, okay? The weird part about this that I'm being told is to pay attention to the cologne.
To do what? I'm sorry?
Pay attention to the cologne.
Oh,
their scent,
okay.
The way they smell.
Okay.
There's something very significant about it, but they're saying you're going to know the right one by the way they smell.
Yes. Okay. Nice.
So that should make sense for you. You already know what's going on. You're very in tune with your psychic ability. Okay, and you need to trust that, obviously, but you also get messages, and you receive messages from a lot of different sources, but know this, okay, sometimes it's not the answers that you provide that are going to be the most accurate, sometimes your own heart, okay, because we, the universe, everything, we have a plan, we have a way that we help you, but we also know that you are one steering your own ship. You are the one out there at the helm, and you've got that big wheel in your hand in this sea of life, and you can make those choices. You can decide between what we bring you, what you want, and what you don't want. So knowing, okay, all of this information from many different sources is very, very good, but sometimes it can also be misleading, and it can, I'm not saying that psychic work is misleading, but what I'm saying is that if we get too many messages from too many sources, it'll be overwhelming. The overwhelming
yes.
sensation
it becomes misleading, because then we don't know what to believe and what not to believe. But if you hear and you hear it true, you know that it is your choices that shape and define what happens in your life.
Okay. You are 1,000% right. I'm toning down all the psychic reading, so that way I don't get confused. But as far as the cologne, you got it. I'm
going to
stick with that one. That's nice.
Wonderful.
Okay.
And if you want to have a good advisor in your corner, someone that will guide you, and you don't have to go out and get a second opinion, why don't you give me a call?
All right.
All right, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm taking the advice. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right, next caller is going to be air code 61. First is going to be 909. Hello, caller. We are now live and on. Please name where you're calling from and go right into your question.
Suzanne, Long Island, and I'm really not into the job I'm working now, and I applied to two schools, and they're both hiring in March. Do you see me getting one of them?
Mm-hmm. I got a big go on that one. It looks pretty good to me. I'm
like
going to pass it to Jay.
It looks like it's the one that's closest to where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's
yeah, they're
really
both close to where I live.
Mm-hmm.
So,
one begins with a C and one begins with an E.
I'm not getting anything on that.
The C.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one is closer than the other? I know they're both close to the house, but which one is slightly closer than the other one?
It's weird to say because one could have like four or five different schools, but it has the one district. But the school is like 3 minutes away if I get hired to that one, and the other one's like 6 minutes away. But it's one only has two schools of the district, and the other one has like four or five schools.
Which one is the 3 minutes away?
The E.
The E. That's weird. I was getting C. You know what? Let's just say you might get an offer from both of them.
There you go.
I think they're both going to hire around March 12th, but I just don't know which one I should take if I get both. I don't know.
Huh. Which one costs you more?
I think the E.
The E? Then always go with the one that costs you more.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, and I wish you the best, but it looks like you're getting an offer from both of them.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Next caller today is area code 856-429. Hello, you are now live in the air. Please state your name, where you're calling from. And go right to your question.
Hi, it's Rose Maria from New Jersey. Either finances coming in with a job or a long-term relationship for Valentine's Day. Either one. Whatever comes.
Which one's more important to you?
Right now, the job thing, finances.
Okay, so let's look into that. One moment. Yeah, you've been out there looking for a while now, haven't you?
Right.
Okay. About a year?
About 5 months, 4 or 5 months.
Okay, so I'm overshooting on this one. All right, so one moment. Yeah, you're getting something here in March. It's the first half of March, okay? It's going to be a good job. Have you had contract jobs already?
Yes.
Okay. Contract jobs are not surviving for you too well,
okay? This next one coming up is more permanent.
Cool.
Okay, so this one looks really good to me. I feel like it's going to be good pay. It's going to help you get caught up and live more comfortably, okay? So I feel like don't settle for less than what you feel you're worth, okay?
Cool.
All right, thank you for calling in, and have a great night.
You too.
All right. Once more, please don't forget to visit Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, treeoflife.com, as well as merlinstaff.com for all of your private reading needs. The link to merlinstaff.com is also within the show description. Our next caller today is going to be area code. One moment. 480, first three digits are 519. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, this is Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I'm in Nevada, and my question is, I connected with a friend who her and some of her friends moved to Costa Rica, and the question came up about that I should just move down there as well. Not specifically for the girl, but just to move down because there's similar interests with all the parties. And I was curious if that's something that's plausible.
Okay. Plausible. I like your terminology, okay? Yes, it's plausible, but is it spiritually sound? Now, physically, you know, financially, all of that, it's plausible. But spiritually, I'm getting a big fat no.
Mm.
You know, I honestly, I am just feeling like no. Okay? You are where you are because there is something you're meant to be doing there. And it's difficult and hard right now, but it's a challenge for a reason. This is a metamorphosis for you. Okay, and right now this metamorphosis is almost unbearable in so many ways. But where you would be going, yes, it would help you advance. It would help provide certain things, but it would be temporary. The effects of all of that would be temporary. It would fall apart to pieces in no time. Okay, yeah, you could build very quickly, but would it all fall apart? If you stick out where you are, it's going to take a struggle. It's going to take a little bit of time to get it where it belongs. But once you build it, it will stand and it will last a million years.
Wow. No, you're right. Vegas has been awful. And I'm like, you know, WTF, what the hell am I still doing here?
Right. Well, it is a crucible for you. Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to suggest, if you're in the valley over there in Vegas, I'm going to suggest you read Psalms 91 and 23 every day. If you don't want to do Psalms, you want to get away from the Christian Bible and all that, I say go ahead and do a prayer from the Lord for protection every morning. Every morning. J-Tree,
yep.
Do you have any suggestions into what you could use for protection?
Well, I would suggest getting some obsidian. Particularly because that whatever it is that's negative that keeps coming around you that you can't get the hell away from, I was just seeing some of that.
Mm.
And it's not really something that's that expensive. The amethyst always works well, too. You carry that with you. You can have it in a satchel or a packet. You can have a big piece, a small piece, regardless of what it's going to help you. So those are two things that I can definitely say that are crucial to have.
Good advice.
I would suggest saging at least once a week, cleaning out the house, opening up the windows, the doors, letting the fresh air in.
Yeah.
Do things for you that help ground you right now because that's entirely what you need to do.
Yeah. And be careful of those scorpions out there. They're a mess.
Yes, they are. Gentlemen, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to say, do you have a pen and paper, sir?
Yes.
All right. Why don't you give us a call? I'm going to give you my direct line, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and anybody else out there that really would like to use it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The number is 443-319-3366, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Give me a call. We'll go over it. There might be a few things that we can do for you ourselves to really help that movement go forward. Because you are out there and you're in the heart of where all of those bad spirits like to go around, okay? But you are meant to be out there. You're meant to be doing great things out there and helping.
Wonderful.
All right.
Wonderful. Thank you
Thank
so much.
You.
I'll give you a call.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. J-Tree, do you have anything else to share with us?
Well, tonight it's been a great night, and I'm hoping that we're able to extend our time on the air tonight as opposed to just having, you know, just a few minutes that we have,
mm-hmm.
if we can, because I think that tonight it's going well.
And we've
there's
got plenty of callers.
There's plenty of people out there that need our help, and I'm just excited to be able to, the energy that just had been given to me last night when I went to meditation, and just the way that I felt, and I'm just so charged right now that I just want to give so much to so many.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. We can stay on air. I'm just going to have to take a brief break myself and let J-Tree take over for a few. But let's go ahead and do our next caller and go from there. Next caller is 434-996. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name's Khalil. I'm calling from Charlottesville. And I was wondering if Charlottesville Parks and Rec would take my advice about going to Chesterfield in May for the National Tactical Officers Association.
What do you get on this one, J-Tree?
Explain to me a little bit about what goes on with the – is it like a boot camp or is it –
Well, it's a thing where it's a public safety thing where the public's invited and they see how the tactical officers do and things like that, and they show you what they do and all that stuff. I'm not sure what else.
Okay. You know, I do feel like they're going to take the advice.
One of the parts that are suited for it than the other one is, though.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm seeing like two parts.
Oh, what was that? So sorry, the phone cutting off on me.
We're seeing two parks.
And, one of
and I feel like
suited.
They will take the advice.
Yeah, but one's better suited than the other one is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because there's actually two days of it.
Okay. How many parks are there?
How many what?
How many parks are there?
I'm not sure, just 2 days of it, and it's like the Charlottesville Parks and Rec, if you're wondering, they have like, they go two nights, usually when they spend the night at places.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we feel like they're going to go ahead and take the advice, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, have a great night.
You too.
Oh, and our next caller today is going to be area code 201. First three digits are 321. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Forgive my dyslexia.
Hi, Reverend. Hi, Reverend Adam. Hello. I forgot the
Hi
first
there.
Name. This is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hey, Jackie.
Jackie.
Hey, love. How you doing? I love your new website. It is nice. It's nice. Real
Thank
quick.
You.
My narcissistic sister, I want to say something different, but I can't on the air. Tried the coolest trick
well,
last
okay.
night.
So you B-word of a sister. Let's go on. Go on.
Okay. She tried to pull a trick last night by having these two guys show up at my mother's property without informing me to tow
mm-hmm.
two cars that should have been moved a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
I have to still go to court to finish settle all the matters of the estate. My question is, what can I do to stop the bitch before she tried any other stupid stuff before I do what I have to do.
Oh, well,
sounds
you
like
know
someone
what?
Needs to be bound.
Yeah, someone needs to be bound, and I feel like, would a banishment help this?
No. No, you don't want to, no.
Yeah, because there's too much at risk here.
Family. She'd have to be bound.
Yeah, she needs to be bound. So I'm going to let J-Tree take over, and he's going to talk to you about what to do in that case. And I would also suggest you write her name on a brown piece of paper, stick it in your left shoe, and put just put that in there with a little pinch of salt, okay? And walk on that name every day. So that way, in symbolism, you're dominating over them so they begin to listen to you. In the meantime, you're going to do something a little bit different, and Jay's going to guide you through a binding, which helps to bind a person from doing harm to others as well as to themselves.
There's many different ways you can do a binding for somebody and to someone. One of the things that you do with the binding is you want to make sure that you have a picture. You can use a picture. You can use a wax figure. You can use anything actually that symbolizes the person it is that you want to bind. Binding spell or a binding cast, however you want to put it, that we do in American religion is that we sit there and I will take a white ribbon that will be around a white wax figure with the intention put into it that that is that person. Also, on a leg, writing their name.
Black.
Oh, they are.
You can write the name in there.
Yeah, you can write the name inside of this figurine, however you want to do it, or onto the back of the picture. And you want to state when you are doing it, you want to wrap that white ribbon around it. I bind you from hurting yourself, I bind you from hurting each other, or anyone else for that matter. Or I bind you from hurting yourself, I bind you from hurting any others. Mm-hmm. You want to have the intention. You want to make sure that the name is onto their picture, even if it's just the picture, or the wax figurine, or anything else that you use.
And if she wants a like a Christian prayer to do with that, 91 and 23. Always good standby.
There you go. Reverend Adam has said what he needed to say, and that's the additional part that we have today. Thank you for calling in, caller. It was great to speak with you. Good evening.
Thank you.
Bye. Caller from 201-321, you're on the air. Thank you for calling in tonight. Please state your first and last name.
Moment, please. Just a little bit difficult to roll up on that. That's the caller that you just brought in. You need to bring this one in. So push this, and then push this. Okay, one moment, caller.
Calling in. You're calling in from 201-321.
Hello.
Off on the air. Please state your first and last
name. This is the same caller.
Sorry. Then you go below her. It always goes down.
Okay?
What do I do?
What do I do? Just connect.
What do I do?
Oh. Go down one. You just brought that one in.
We just told her.
Okay. All right. Next caller is 760-473. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Gigi, and I'm calling from California. And my question is about moving. I wanted to see what you see around moving and moving to a place that I'm going to feel comfortable with.
I'm sorry, could you repeat your question, please?
My question is about moving, and I am asking about the environment. I want to find something that's comfortable, and I'm needing to move as soon as possible, and so I wanted to find out what you see around that.
Okay, let's see here. Everything is going to be provided for you right away. I'm feeling that you might have a few things not come through until the very last minute, but everything is coming in order. The move is going to go very well for you, but you're still very unsure of the actual location. Do you have a location picked out?
You know, that's an interesting question. I do have my favorite, you know, locations. There's more than one. But yes, I would say there's between the two. I'm pretty clear. I would like to stay in that area. It's a little bit more expensive than I feel I have a budget for. However, I really am also open to a creative solution, a miracle, whatever, what have you.
Okay, wonderful. So we're feeling like this is going to come to be, but you're going to have to feel the place out yourself. Okay.
Oh,
the place that calls to you most is the place where you need to move.
Okay. Okay. And you said that everything would be provided. So that's a wonderful thing to hear.
Precisely. Thank you. And we wish you the best upon the move. Call back in the next one. Let us know how everything's working out for you.
Will do, Adam. Thank you so much. And thank you, Jay.
You're very welcome.
That's how we mute. The next one is down below. All right. Next caller is area code 305. First three digits are 443. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Eileen, and I'm in South Florida. And welcome to you guys. So next weekend, I'm in a very pretty large art festival in my town. And I have a lot of great paintings. Watercolors is my category. Do you see me getting an award?
I do see you selling a lot of your stuff.
Oh, good.
I do see you have abundance with what you sold. And make sure that you take everything extra that you have with you. Somebody is going to find that one piece. And that's going to be your avenue right there.
Yeah, that's going to be your unlocker, your doorway, because they're going to refer people to you that are going to follow their word, and they're going to continue to buy from you, and it's going to explode. It's going to become really positive for you.
Great. It's a three-day festival. So, yes. Well, I have all my walls. I have 9 racks going around 3-3-3, you know, 10 feet on each
wall. And you know
and
what? 3 is the number of karma.
Great combination.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
3-3-3.
On 3 days. You
are,
know,
are
that
you
is a wonderful
too,
thing.
That you're not telling us?
I say what?
Are you a witch also?
Wait, you keep breaking up. Say it again, please.
Are you a spiritual practitioner?
Yes.
Okay.
You
want to
hear something really cool? You want to hear something really cool? My address is 3111.
We gotta go. Oh, no. I like that, okay?
I would like
that. Very good. I'm gonna let Jay talk to you for a bit.
I would like to connect with you outside of here.
Okay.
And I think
okay.
it's great to find somebody else finally that I've been wanting to speak with, because I want to speak to everybody, but to have someone that is connected the way that you and I are with the threes. And I have been practicing now for, goodness, I would have to say 33 years this year.
Yeah, I was born this way.
Yeah, me too. And it's nice to meet you, sister.
Thank you very much, Adam. This is Adam, right?
No, this is Jay.
Oh, this is Jay. Okay, Jay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Where are you two right now?
We are in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
We are... outside of Atlanta.
Okay.
It's hard being where we are because I am practicing and Adam is too. And we've been doing things for the solstice. We've been doing things for the equinox. We've got things for Imbolc. We make St. Bridget's. We do everything that we need to be made a scribe for me. It's just amazing.
Yeah, life is the synchronicities of the way God works through us is marvelous.
Yes, it is. And the God and Goddess both adore us and love us all. So
I know, and I'm very connected to the elemental kingdom and all of everything alive like that.
Really?
So
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Did you get Adam's phone number earlier?
No, but I mean, I heard it, but I'm going to write it down right now.
All right, give me just a second and I'll pull it up for you so that way I'll be able to tell you. Anybody that wants to get a hold of Adam and I, is 443-319-3366, and we are always available anytime during the day from about 11 a.m. to about midnight, and then on the weekends we're available at the same time. You can reach us at merlinsstaff.com. You can go to wiccantreeoflife.com. You can find us on Facebook with wiccantreeoflife.com. If you put that into your search engine, you'll be able to see the connection page where you'll be able to like it. There are many things that we have available, energy healings, as well as spiritual guidance. There's a lot of things that are out there that can help anyone, including not only this young lady that's here on the phone with us tonight, but also anybody else that's looking for guidance, anybody that is questioning, anybody that wants to have answers. By all means, please connect with us. That's what we're around for, and that's what we're here for. Reverend Adam, would you like to add anything to this?
I think you're doing a good job.
Why, thank you. So it was
you
great
two
talking
are like
to you
bookends.
Tonight. Yeah, right? I would like it that you connect with us. Please do so. It'd be nice to talk to another sister outside and see how your practice is going and see how
yes.
we could help develop.
Most certainly. And you know what? You are a very gifted being, and I think you're stepping outside of your comfort zone with your empathic ability and how sensitive you are to energy. You're going into a new phase, and this is a step forward for you. It's not a very easy step, but you're learning. You're going through this process. Learning and stepping outside of the don't
I want to hear what you have to say,
protection.
But the vibration keeps breaking up your words, Adam. So your number is 443-319-3366, right?
That is correct.
All right. So I'll call you after the show's over.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I appreciate what you're telling me because I'm on the precipice of the ending of a lot of nine things in my life. I can feel it.
Okay, wonderful.
That's fantastic. We look forward to speaking with you outside this venue. You have
perfect.
A good night, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right, thank you very much, Jay. Good night.
All right, bye.
All right, our next caller will be brought on momentarily. We're going to take a short break. All right, and we are back. Our next caller will be 610-390. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. Hello. Caller, you're on the air. Area code 610-390. Please state your name. Next question.
Hello, caller by area code 610-390. You are live and on air. Okay, we've got dead air with this one. We're moving on. Next caller today is going to be 917. First three digits are 538.
Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Candy. I'm calling from New York. And my question is, I have a meeting on Monday with at work. And do you see that going well? It's a meeting with my director and with HR and some people. I don't know what's going to happen, but do you see that going well for me? Or what do you see around it?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see here.
Yeah.
You know, can you hear us clearly right now?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, wonderful. I'm feeling that the meeting is going to go good for you, okay? It's not going to be something that you walk away from without really second questioning yourself, because I feel like that's something you do a lot. We all tend to when we are very gifted beings, but I want you to go into this one with confidence. I want you to go into this one with optimism, knowing that you're going to make a hole-in-one on this one, okay? You're going to get this one blown out of the park, and I want you to go in there and feel as if you were to sell something to yourself.
To what?
I don't want you to go into this to me to sell yourself. You're going to go into it with confidence.
Yeah, I can barely hear you now. I don't know what happened to the system. But I can hear that you said I can hear that you want me to go in there confidently.
Okay, yes, please go in there with confidence. And I want you to go in. Can you hear me a little better now?
Yeah, better, yeah.
Okay. I want you to go in as if you were selling to yourself, okay?
Okay. Got it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it looks like we're down to, let's see here. Yeah, we've gotten through all of our callers for the evening. There's two numbers in here. You don't have your hands raised. If you want, there's one. Okay. Your hand just raised, which is this question mark right there. We're going to bring you on air. Our next caller today is area code 530. First three digits are 675. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Luca in California, and I wanted to know what you saw about around my move, like when and kind of where do you see me wind up going?
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Do you have a state picked out for your move?
I'm in California, and I'd like to stay here, but I'm open, so.
Okay, wonderful. All right, there's two options on the plate. There is California still. That could be a good move for you in the same location. But it's ironic. A place that you would have never considered is coming up, and that's San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Yes.
Cool.
Now, is that a place you would have picked yourself, or is that completely out of the blue?
Because of the housing crisis, it's probably not where I would have picked.
Yes, understandably. But it is calling to you right now. There is something about this that comes up. What kind of work do you do that might explain it?
I'm in the same business you are.
Okay. Then you would need to help a lot of people out there, and that might be why it's calling to you.
Got
you
it.
Know, we are always called to go where we can do the most help.
Right. And that would be awesome. Like I said, it would take something spectacular for me to even find somewhere to live out there.
Wonderful. Well, why don't you give us a call, because we can go into a further reading on this subject after the show. Did you get our number from earlier?
I did. I appreciate that.
Wonderful. Yeah, give us a call. I would like to do a private session with you just to make sure we get all the details right. But there is something about this. It's like you help the most difficult cases, and that's kind of what we do as well.
Okay.
All right. How many Crossroads Lost Souls do you normally get?
How many what?
How many Lost Souls do you normally get per year?
I don't really do that, per se.
Okay. Well, maybe it's time to step into the next phase of your career, and there's something more to this, okay?
Okay.
But I do see a very positive move for you. Excuse me. Oh, boy. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Are you feeling that, like, shortly? Or?
Okay. And whatever move is coming up, it's very connected to your work.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, next caller today is area code 202. First three digits are 394. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Naboli, and I'm calling from D.C. And my question is about my son. I know he'll be coming home next week, and I'm trying to find out how I can really help him. I'm not very sure right now.
Yeah. The first thing I get is leadership by example, okay? Sometimes you can't entirely tell them how to run their lives, what to do. You have to show them by example. But unconditional love, unconditional acceptance is going to be the key element to all of this, okay?
Okay.
When they feel like they're being accepted or listened to, that's when they're going to listen to you the most.
Got it. Yeah, I tend to be a lecturing mom.
Okay, well, we're not saying that in your words, but what we want you to do is be unconditionally in that state of compassion. Okay?
Yeah.
When you from that, you're going to send them off guard, and that means they're more receptive.
Okay.
Wonderful. And know that what you are going to experience is, as long as you're listening to the signs around you, you will be guided on how to best guide them.
Okay. That's good to know. That's good to
wonderful.
Know.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Next caller today is area code. I don't know if brought you on air.
We tried before, and it looks like they didn't get in. So let's try them again.
Okay, let's...
We're in 610-390.
Hello?
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Yes, hi. We've got you on air now. Please
state
your name, where
are
you calling from?
Sure. This is Sarah. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Yes. Hi, Sarah. We almost didn't get you back on air here. How can we help
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I had to call in twice. I got dropped the queue. I got dropped off the queue, and I call back in. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, sometimes the switchboard can be a little crazy over here because we are going through Blog Talk Radio, and there's always bugs in the system with any of these electronic, you know.
But we got you.
That's
now,
fine.
Sarah. What can we do to help you?
I'm in technology field, and I know what it is when technology fails. So,
yeah.
So, perfectly understand. Yeah, my question was regarding career. I've been about 2.5 years at this job, and it has been great, and I wanted to see what you're picking up from me as far as any promotions and if you're picking up a time frame.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm going to take a moment to tune in. Jaytree, if you get anything, feel free to step in.
see things being incredibly beneficial for you. There's something that's ahead of you. I can't see exactly what it is, but it's good and it's positive. It's more money. It may not be a promotion, but it's definitely more money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, there is definitely more money there. And I'm picking up on two male figures, okay? One that doesn't quite feel like you get a rub from them the right way, if you know what I mean. Like you get rubbed the wrong way with one. But then the other one is totally supportive and always backing you up. So, and they both seem to be in a position of authority or supervision. You know of whom I'm talking about?
Well, it should only be one because my immediate boss now is a female. And then there's her boss, who kind of is my boss, but she's really my boss. I report to her. That's why I ask for time off, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. And the female, is she the one that rubs you the wrong way? Does she have a very masculine or dominating energy?
No, she's very nice, very supportive.
Okay. So then it must be the other individual, okay? So what I'm seeing is that there's a little bit of a conflict going on energetically in the workplace, but it's going to be cleared out. And you will be shown appreciation for the value that you bring to the company.
Okay. And do you see, like, when for more money and all this stuff?
We're only really doing one question on the callers for today. We try and keep it fair to everybody. I will say that you're not going to have to wait very long. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right.
And this caller does not have their hand raised, but we're going to try and bring you on air, see if there's anything you want to ask. You should be the last caller of the evening. This is going to be area code 520. First three digits are 234. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller, area code 520, first three digits are 234. Hello, you are live and on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had you on mute. I was saying you're the lovely one. You talked to me earlier. This is Lisa.
Oh, hey, Lisa. Thank you. Well,
Thank you.
I guess we've gotten everybody, Lisa. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So in wrapping up tonight, remember, friends, you can always reach us at WiccanTreeOfLife.com. You can find the Facebook page if you put in WiccanTreeOfLife.com. That's WiccanTreeOfLife.com. You can also reach us at MerlinStaff.com. That's MerlinStaff.com.
There's two S's in that one.
Pardon me. MerlinStaff.com.
All right, everyone. Well, we want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to today's show. We want to thank you all for your patience with us today. It's been a little bit of a technical difficulty show, but we have gotten through everyone we possibly can. So once more, I want to wish you a namaste, a love light, and a good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.